Every year, Austin, Texas, the city that calls itself the live music capital of the world, hosts one of the major music festivals in the world, South by Southwest, draws tens of thousands of visiting musicians, journalists, and fans. The 25th annual South by Southwest is underway right now. As they do every year, the people of Austin are hosting their own parties and concerts, aside from any official events. Bose Bouchel of member station KUT pushed his way through the downtown crowds to find out what else is going on.
Downtown Austin can be a cacophonous place, even on a normal night. But during South by Southwest, there's a hierarchy to these sounds. Musicians stake out street corners to play for change, gigging rock bands, blast songs from the open doors of nightclubs and shot bars. Then there are the official South by Southwest events. You can spot them by the lines of people wearing badges or wristbands in front of the bigger name venues. And if you don't have a wristband, if you're Leonard Bresenio, you just hang out at a friend's front yard across the street.
It's like being at a free concert. I mean, you're right outside, you know?
But Bresenio is doing more than just listening. He's making some money. He and his buddies have opened up an impromptu food stand called Lenny's Legs, though it sold out of turkey legs hours ago.
I got sausage wraps, I got tortillas, got a little bit of onion, you know, for the flavor and smell, and mesquite.
Whether it's small-scale entrepreneurship or just taking in the tunes, seems like all around this city, the attitude prevails. No wristband, no badge, no problem. Austinites are making their own festival. It doesn't confine itself to downtown, and it doesn't confine itself to the indie and Americana music typically associated with Austin.
We got space after midnight, if that's chill with y'all.
It's already well into the evening, but Diana Nobabor is fielding calls from artists who want to perform in her East Austin hip-hop show later on tonight. It's at the Arun Cultural Center, a community space tucked between a bodega and a barber shop. During segregation, blacks and Hispanics were largely restricted to the east side. Nobabor says South by Southwest provides a great opportunity for the exchange of music and ideas, but some people in her neighborhood are still cut off from South by, as it's called.
I mean, that option isn't accessible, like, if you're not in the industry or if you don't have the money to buy a badge. So this center is us channeling in an opening to that.
It's also a chance to hear some hip-hop.
Look deep within me. S-O-U-T-H, earn with allegiance. I got the feeling a million pupils watch without the speaking. To get even deeper, Aretha Franklin blow out the speakers.
Tiana Moore, also known as T-Fly, is performing tonight with her group, Cypher. Justin Time is a local spoken word artist, and he says there's no time like South by in Austin.
It only brings more energy into this city. It brings a vibrance in this city. You know, I can feel it all around. I step out my house, and I just feel all this energy, and I want to see what's going on, see what I can find, you know?
He wasn't the only one taking it to the streets.
Yesterday, even today, my crew was out there. We had a radio boombox, just freestyling. We were forming a big crowd.
Gidon Ben Ezra's stage name is Gidon the Mighty Warrior.
People ain't really used to seeing that, you know, like in Austin. So when an outside cat from Brooklyn, like, man, like he was like, yo, man, I'm going to go back and tell my people from Brooklyn what y'all doing, man. It's amazing, you know?
Walk a little ways south of the Arun Cultural Center, and another unofficial party is underway.
No, okay.
This one hosted by a more recent group to call East Austin home. More and more young white students and artists have moved in. Party organizer Justin Boyle made sure to clear his party with his older neighbor.
And I mentioned that we were just going to have a little bit of a show. You know, it's not going to be a big deal. You're not going to have any problems. And he goes, no, man, play it loud. I don't go out. I need to hear some music.
There's also a keg in the yard.
That's pretty crazy.
Burgers on the grill and an open door policy. The bands play in the living room and the guests dance in the kitchen. Boyle says for South by Southwest, he wanted his party to feature local acts, bands that might have been pushed out of their regular venues by visiting groups.
This is the music capital of the world, right? And so there should be stuff happening that people can go to and chill out and not stress out about being part of a scene and not stress out about, like, being on 6th Street and all that.
But even on South by's main drag, some local musicians are trying to get the attention of the crowds jamming the sidewalk.
Oh, can you hear me now? Oh, can you?
Felix Edgar Madrid lives in Austin. He's unemployed and is making a little extra money playing on 6th. But he insists he's mostly here to soak up the energy.
It's a really, really awesome vibe just to have a lot of people you could jam with randomly and
It's really cool to be able to at least do that, let alone all the free shows going on. It's really uplifting, I think.
At least until tomorrow, when the out-of-towners go home, and the folks of Austin go back to the music they play all year long. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.
You can hear complete coverage of South by Southwest at nprmusic.org. Here's a taste from last night's concert hosted by member station KUT in Austin. The band is Bright Light Social Hour playing Detroit live at Momo's. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
The day that I met you, working side by side, at the moment.